This episode brought to you by Own the Gray podcast. Discover how others age with attitude at ownthegray.ca.
So how has your life changed after you went through this transformation?
So it's very interesting. On outside, nothing may have changed. On inside, everything has changed. And from my perspective, everything changed because I do not stress. There is no fear. There is no fear. There is no anxiety. There is no fear about the future, what will happen. The mind is completely still. There is no bad memory of the past, regret, resentment, trauma. All that really exists only on the level of the mind. This is when I worked with women who had trauma, depression, panic attacks. When we went beyond, everything dissolved. So it's literally being present, being now, and having this deep trust. It's more than deep trust.
The best conversations happen when we're having lunch with our friends, especially when one is a healer. Pull up a chair and join us to expand your knowledge and open your mind.
Today, I'm welcoming Daniela Sulik to our show. Daniela will share her insights about why 90% of our daily action is completely counterproductive to achieving our goals and desires, why all anxiety and stress is a result of human conditioning and doesn't exist beyond the mind, and how to play your way through life and success, because it's all just a game anyway. And welcome, Daniela.
Thank you so much, Susan. Thank you for having me.
I'm very excited about this. Why don't we start with you sharing your journey to the Daniela I'm chatting with today?
Okay. I was human ink for the first, 35, 40 years of my life. I was just in my head, like probably 98% of population. I was stressed. I was busy. I was a busy working mom. And I stressed about everything, literally everything. I was managing, controlling. I was just planning, you know, having to-do lists. Then I got sick when I was pregnant with my third child. It was really serious. And that kind of situation, you know, everything is meant to be, started my journey, because at that point, when I was about to lose everything, my life and my son, I thought to myself that that's not why I'm here. This is not why we came to Earth. There is no way we came here to suffer, to stress, to work hard, to prove our existence, literally. And then really, I just dove in into finding the truth. And that literally threw me into, over the years, into many what people can call spiritual experiences, out-of-body experience, astral travel, experiencing myself as a pure consciousness, many, many others. And being the light we are, collapsing my mind into the black hole, which is in the middle of the everything that is conscious. There is a black hole. And when the mind ceases to exist, it's literally wrap itself into the body. It's a profound experience. And a bit by bit, I've been literally building this wisdom or knowledge as a puzzle. I removed from logic. I completely dissolved logic. And I turned away from the reality as it is, because what I understood is that the reality is really a destroyer of our true self. We don't know who we are. So I shifted into a higher consciousness from the fear, from the mind, from the anxiety. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm helping people to understand who they are beyond the mind, that it's really just a play. And we don't need to play the game the way we've been taught to play it. We can drop it and be our true self and really have ease and joy and effortless living and health, very balanced health, because the higher consciousness is our natural state. It's our natural state where we function just like very powerful blossom tree, like everything just is perfect.
So how has your life changed after you went through and have gone through this transformation?
So it's very interesting. On outside, nothing may have changed. On inside, everything has changed. And from my perspective, everything changed because I do not stress. There is no fear. There is no fear. There is no anxiety. There is no fear about the future, what will happen. The mind is completely still. There is no bad memory of the past, regret, resentment, trauma. All that really exists only on the level of the mind. This is when I worked with women who had trauma, depression, panic attacks. When we went beyond, everything dissolved. So it's literally being present, being now, and having this deep trust. It's more than deep trust. It's this knowingness of who I am. And it's a very powerful state because that's where our true power is. And I often say, and I think you mentioned it in the beginning, that 95 or 90% of our action is completely counterproductive. So I take minimal action and I get massive results because, again, the power is concentrated in one point of my being instead of being fractioned into this literally many roles, plays, beliefs, concepts. That's what the mind does when we function in a low consciousness of the mind and fear. We are lost. We are literally lost. Sometimes I say we are dreaming, but we are lost. So it's a complete peace with myself and everything. I dropped in a business. I dropped all the funnels, all the everything what my business coaches out there were telling people to do. It stopped making sense. So things that people do to survive, to get money, to literally, so you know, to be here, it stopped making sense. I'm like, I cannot do that. And the right people, the right clients already just show up literally from nowhere. I'm just sharing my message. I go for a walk. I go somewhere and there they are. Or I just get a phone call. So it's a complete different way of living.
It sounds heavenly and euphoric. Honestly, the freedom that you must feel, it's a sense of freedom that I think everyone would like. So a few questions on that. This wasn't a period of days or months. Was it a period of years for the transformation?
For me, it was a period of years. What I do with a client now, it's a period of days. It's literally, okay. I just worked with someone last Friday and literally they went from a very fearful state about the future into euphoria. And the next day I got a message, Danielle, this doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I have no fear. I'm just this powerful force. And there is no emotion or fear. Like, I just know that this is it. I am it. I don't need anyone. And it's not ego. It's literally, it's a high consciousness being filled with the force that literally creates the world, the universe.
Are you doing this through energy transfer? Are you a channel?
This is mind-blowing because I don't do anything. I don't do. I am with the person. I do some exercises, you may call it. It's literally just me being with them, guiding them. I don't do anything. I'm just being. This is the difference between we think we must be doing, and it's good. It's a way how we get there. But every modality, so what you mentioned, energy transfer, Reiki, healing with crystals, EFT, you know, tapping, any modality we know out there, it's good, but we shouldn't stop there. It's a tool to get us to a higher consciousness to from the love. So for example, when we have some childhood, you know, trauma and wounds, but we shouldn't stop there because the mind plays tricks on us. It kind of anchors itself into, oh, I need this. I need this crystal. I need this EFT. I need to do the tapping every day. I need to do journaling. That's all mind stuff. Again, pointing as before. And it's a very tricky because in the first, we start accumulating. It's a really survival thing. I need to get things. I need to have this. I need to get achievement. I need to get master degree. I need to get house. I need to settle, you know, get family, right? So it's, see how it's out there. It's out there something. Then usually a person on this spiritual journey finds like, okay, hold on. Like that's not the truth. Okay. And now the mind takes this and like, okay, now I'm seeking enlightenment and I'm okay. Now I need to do crystals. I need to do EFT. I need to do tapping. See how it's the same thing? Because the ego is like, ego is attaching a different personality. Okay, I'm still not enough. There is still something I need to be or get or achieve. And I realized it and I dropped everything. I am a Reiki master. I've done my Reiki masters 10 years ago. I don't do Reiki anymore. I love crystals, but I don't use them. In the higher consciousness, then when we realize it's all, again, mind keeping us a prisoner of there is something out there that is more than me. When we drop the mind, we realize we are it. You are the crystals. You are the Reiki. You are the Buddha. A lot of time I tell my clients and people, even if I don't work with them, do not follow Jesus. Do not follow Buddha. They are just the permission slip of who you truly are. You are Buddha. You are the same energy. You need to go beyond the mind. We need to really dissolve the mind. So that's what I do with people. I guide them how to dissolve the mind. Once we do that, our natural mechanism takes over and that process is effortless. It's like imagining, because the mind is keeping us in the dream. The mind is keeping us in the illusion, in the prison. So it's not that we need to do something to get enlightenment, to be healthy, to be happy, to live effortlessly. When we remove, when we dissolve the mind, we become it. The body naturally goes into the balance. The mind joins with the higher energy. We are it. So for me, a lot of time, I go somewhere. I meet a person. I just chat with them. And the next day, and this can be in a party or this can be in a restaurant. And the next day, I get a message. Strange things are happening. I just feel different. I just feel this joy. I just feel this, you know, or I feel just my body is different. And that's the activation. So see how a lot of time I don't need to do anything. That is the higher consciousness energy that activates or dissolves the mind. It's very powerful.
You're even at a party, you're just talking to someone, planting the seeds. That's it. And then they will, I guess, those people are open to receiving it.
Those people need to. And the beauty is that, you know, we vibrate. And this is, you know, everyone knows it, that we attract what we vibrate. So on the lower energy field, we attract, for example, the people who are ready for where we are. When we have still a lot of trauma, and we have still a lot of concepts, belief systems, and fears and anxiety, we may be a healer, we may be a coach, but we attract people, a client who are on our level. We cannot help those who are above, you know, in terms of in a higher consciousness. So it's really because the clients are literally helping us to move out. So it's like this dance. There's always equal exchange of energy. So even if we work with someone who has trauma, our trauma gets released. It's always like that. And that's how we increase our consciousness. So to your point, Susan, yes, right now I am meeting people basically, 99% of that they are there. They are ready. They need just so small. And it's like this valve opens. It just opens.
Wow. That's all I can say. Well, you've led directly into what I really want to talk about today. You have a wonderful website and you have excellent blogs. One of them, you make a statement which says, become empty and magnetize your desires. You've touched on it, becoming empty. That's the first step.
Yes. Emptying in mind is literally detoxing the mind. Okay, there are a few levels. The first level may be detoxing the mind. It's completely detoxing from any information, any concepts, any beliefs, concepts of who I am, what I know, what role I play. I am a mother, I am a daughter, I am a coach, I am a wife, I am all these roles. And detoxing from what I know about the world, how the world functions, what is my role here, what is the government role, everything. It's becoming empty. It's literally to the state of I know nothing. It's a very high state of, I wouldn't call it intelligence because it has nothing to do with information, but it's a very high state realizing that we know nothing because we don't. Our mind thinks when we function on a level of a person, we have certain identity. As I said, I am a mother, I am a woman, so we have a certain sex, so we have certain gender, we have certain religion, we have certain background. We need to drop that. We need to become empty of any conditioning, any information, any rules, any beliefs, any concepts, everything. Only then we can see the truth. As long as we have any concepts about the world, who we are, how we function, what we know, that is true. We see the world through the distorted mind and it's literally illusion. So becoming empty means dropping the mind. It's really dissolving the mind. And now we become this pure energy, pure being. We still, other people perceive us as person, but those who are not ready, they don't even notice you. But those who are ready, they cannot resist you. So to what you said, magnetize your desires, magnetize your best relationship, change people. You change people. People physically shift their health, their attitude, their behavior. We don't need marriage counseling. We need this. Partners, friends, and clients, any relationships just literally, quote unquote, get fixed themselves, but nothing needs to be fixed. The other person drops their mind, drops the ego, and increases their consciousness as you are. The rest of the world stops existing for you in terms of the fear, the low vibration, and you are pulling. So the listeners can understand, you know, kind of like visual, you're pulling your soul family. You're pulling them higher. And soul family is everyone who is meant to be in your life. So it may be people from your past who return. It may be people from your present, but there are people in the future that they will come and you pre-plan this. And these people cannot come to your life when you're on the low vibration because you pre-plan and we will come when you understand who you are and we will help you and you will help us. So it's like they're waiting there because that's the free will we have. But until we rise from the low consciousness, low mind and fear, we cannot meet those people because vibrationally we attract and we match the people on the lower consciousness. And this is why we're here. Why is my husband this way? Why isn't my partner this way? Why my kids have this tantrum? Oh, the teenagers are horrible. No, they are not. No, oh, I have these worst clients on earth. They are not paying. They are not being motivated enough. I have to do all the work for them. Well, it's your energy. Everything is your energy. A person really needs to be ready and be very courageous to look around. That's the one thing that I, first session when I have with people, with clients, it's like, everything you created, any drama in your life, everything what you experience, it's you, it's your energy. I don't care what it is. It may be cancer. I had clients with cancer. You created it. So very courageous to swallow the ego and stop pointing out there, but he did the temple. He did that to me. No, you created it. You don't know how, but you created it. So back to your question, is becoming empty, you become your true self, you become it, you become, you are the existence. You stop thinking in terms of, okay, this is the life and I'm doing my best to navigate my way through the life, to survive, you know, to get money, to raise kids. And you realize you are the existence itself and everything is unfolding perfectly in the right moment.
So the $1 million question is, how does one empty their mind? You're not wanting us to rewire our brain because that is using the mind. How does one accomplish this?
We have to start with stop the noise of the mind. So the thoughts, the emotions, the thoughts you're thinking are not yours. The emotions you're thinking are not yours. Those are conditioned from the mind. Observing, being aware of the thoughts or emotions, removing yourself, literally detoxing from any information, YouTube, social media. It's like, I often say, you know, we have all these addictions on earth. We have social media, we have smoking, we have alcohol, we have porn, we have sex, we have shopping, you know, any addiction you can name out there. But the biggest addiction humans are addicted to is addiction to thinking.
Right. Absolutely.
And that creates, because thinking comes from the mind, from the beliefs, all conflict comes from the, or violence or wars of any drama, any disease and illness comes from the mind. Literally detoxing and detaching from the mind. Just be with you. Try being with you and not with other people. Try being quiet and not think when you want to say something, because it's your ego that wants right. to say something because, well, I'm smart and I need to prove myself. Try staying home. Try not to go on a social media. I would challenge everyone, well, for those who want to try, tell yourself, I will go on a social media once a day. Remove social media from your phone. Leave it, for example, on your desktop only, and have a, okay, 6 o'clock or once a day, I'll go check and then and see and literally see the rest of the day how your body reacts. It's true addiction when you literally have a need to watch the YouTube or check your phone or I'm gonna miss something important. You literally don't feel good. You don't feel good. Your body is the real addiction. And just do it one day, second, you know, 1 week, second, third. That's the start. The start is you have to start with realizing how addicted you are to the mind. You know, awareness is everything. We cannot change something we are not aware of. That's why I suggest this, because realizing how addicted my mind and body, literally body, wants to move towards the phone, wants to move to click on that icon. Seeing, observing that addiction is the first step, because you cannot change. If you don't think you have an addiction or a problem, you are not going to change, right? But when mm-hmm. I sometimes suggest this, people are like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. I'm like, you didn't know, but now you're realizing. So now you can do something about it. You have a choice. Okay, I either stay addicted or I'm going to kind of detox. So that's I would say is the start.
Do you have your clients do meditation practices, deep breathing, diaphragmatic breathing?
No deep breathing, no certain meditations, not specific meditations. It's really just being with themselves.
What about if they want to do this, but in the short term, they have family obligations that they know are toxic to them? There's going to be toxic people there that could set off problems that mm-hmm. they've been battling. What do they do?
Okay. So first step is, as I said, awareness that we created a toxic environment.
Okay.
Our energy, our belief system. So look at yourself. Look at your environment. Look at those toxic people. And I would, you know, ask question, what it is I believe about myself or about the world that keep creating this situation. And second of all is literally non-reaction, because the mind reacts, the personality works. This is the emptiness. This is the emptiness. As long as you perceive yourself as a person, you have all the identity and triggers. So, and because the person is limited, it's the mind. Right. And now I have a certain identity. I am, as I said, so I am a woman. I have this gender. I have this religion. I have this upbringing. And what I do is, because I am so identified with this persona, with the mind that the mind created, I am looking for myself because I'm literally lost in the world. And when I don't see myself there, or when I see any threat to my identity, I get triggered and I have fear on a higher level. All conflicts are because we are identified with the persona, with the ego, with the mind. When we drop the mind, there is no one to compare with. I'm still a woman, but my identity, my life, my surviving in this world and on this earth is not dependent on me acting as a woman and playing a role of woman. I am a free being, even though right now in this time, space, reality, I chose to came here as a woman and having experience as a woman. We know that from the soul's perspective, there is no gender or race, right? We've been, right. I was a man in one of my past lives, like we've all were. So I don't need to fight against men. I love women and I love men. I don't make a difference. I don't see race. I don't see religion. Right. It's a mind concept. It doesn't make a sense anymore, because these things literally exist only on the level of mind. And this is the anxiety. This is the fear. Everything, because my identity is threatened. So it starts with a family, husband-wife relationship, daughter-parent, and then it goes also globally. All conflicts would cease to exist if, as a mass consciousness, we would rise. First of all, the fact that you go to a gathering, family gathering, or meeting this person, and they are toxic, you're creating them. You have a belief system. You have a fear. Otherwise, there will be no toxic person in your life. Okay. You cannot vibrationally match with someone who is not your match.
Okay.
You created them.
Okay.
So that's first one. That's the awareness. Now here's the thing. Our belief, our mind, in order to keep creating of this illusion of separation and who we are, that we are this helpless woman just being lost, helpless person, human being lost on earth, the belief system the mind created are self-perpetuating. There need to be, otherwise the illusion would collapse and you would be like, oh my gosh, this is just a play.
Right.
So it's very well structured for us to have the experience of limited beings. And it's very well proven, because the experience and the past proved that this person created a lot of toxic things and has a lot of toxic relationships with others.
Right.
This is your proof. This is your reality. You created this reality that proves that this person is such and such. Remember at the beginning, I said I completely abandoned logic and I removed from myself from reality, because reality is just proof of your beliefs. It's nothing. Reality is nothing, just a mirror of your beliefs. Again, the reality is nothing, just the mirror of your beliefs. So again, it has nothing to do with your, with the toxic person, everything with you. Now, another point you mentioned is judgment. So this person has a lot of judgment. No one can judge you. Only you can judge yourself. If someone judges you, it's your own judgment.
Right.
You are not in your power. You have fears about yourself. You have limited beliefs about yourself. You think differently about yourself than what the truth is, and you judge yourself and your judgment. And that person is just a mirror of your judgment, and he's projected. He is literally mirroring your own judgment onto you. So again, I stop looking at this toxic person. I'm like, whew, there is some work to do. How am I judging myself? Where am I not shining enough? What fears I have? What bullshit about myself I have? What fears are keeping me not speaking my truth or being my true self? No one can judge you. No one can judge you, just you. And another point is when you said you literally feel this man's or person's energy, maybe man or woman, you know, and they're kind of like dragging you down. We are a high vibration being, energetic beings. No one can drag your energy down. No one. It's you. In order to have experience with this person who has a low energy, and again, they are a reflection of your own energy, you as a high vibrator being, unconsciously, you don't know about this, but unconsciously, you're lowering your energy to their level. And now you can have interaction with them and you can experience them in your world. If you keep your energy high, no one can do that. This is a concept that it's maybe difficult to grasp, because we are so, when we are in the mind, we think like, but this is it. This is really what's happening. But I can tell you, when you get out of the mind and when you understand, no one can decrease your energy, because you don't pull yourself down. You don't allow yourself down. This is, for example, why I am able to help, I don't know, anyone in depression, anyone with any fears. I don't join them in their energy level. They need to pull out. They need to pull up to me. And it's not on my level. It's not like I'm saying to myself, well, I'm not joining you there. It's just my being. It's just the vibration is so high, I cannot go even down. When we are in this low vibration, and again, the low vibration is what you said, judgment, fear, negative beliefs about myself, anger, resentment, low self-worthiness or no worthiness. All these we carry, and these people around us who judge us, who throw stuff at us, who we have drama with, are nothing, just a mirrors of our energetic blueprint. And that's why there is no one to fix. If you read my blog, you know, there is no one out there.
Right.
There is no one out there. You are having experiences with yourself. Others are literally, it's you in a different form, so you know yourself. Right. So this is why we need to stop pointing out there like, ooh, okay, thank you for telling me or showing me what else, that I have this low energy, that I have these beliefs, that I have these fears. And it's only working with ourselves. That's how we eliminate and how we remove the toxicity. And next time, maybe not next time, but maybe you will see miraculous results. Literally next time you see the person, they behave differently. Absolutely differently. It's mind blowing. The person who judged and was toxic is suddenly nice. And you're like, oh, did you have a lobotomy or something? No, it's because you shifted higher
Right.
And now that person needed to shift. Otherwise, there would be no vibrational match. So either that person needs to be removed from your life, you know, they will relocate to move another country or just disappear.
Right.
Or they need to match your high energy. And now they are nicer. And
right.
Like it's really a magic, but it's not. It's just who we are.
That's really interesting, but it makes perfect sense. So once you are able to empty your mind, which I imagine does not happen overnight, if you've got 50 years of conditioning behind you, I imagine that's a few sessions with you. Yours is very different.
It very depends from the client to client. I had someone who literally I worked for 3 days. Because the person was just ready. The person was just ready.
Yeah.
That was an instant shift when she was in my energy field, and we did spend some time together. Normally, on average, I would say 2 months, but it's a huge shift. It's really dropping the conditioning. It's a really huge shift. And then once we experience the shift in the energetic body, then our physical reality follows. Because again, the physical reality is just a reflection of our energetic blueprint.
And thank you again, because you just led me right into the next question I was going to ask, because now we've emptied the mind. Now we are going to talk about magnetizing your desire. And is that basically what people, listeners, would know of as manifesting?
Love the question. Love the question. Here's the thing. The manifestation is so tricky because it's our mind. Again, all of them, I manifest, I want to manifest this, and let's manifest. You are manifesting all the time. Every day, every minute, you are manifesting. Your energetic blueprint manifests everything. You don't need to do anything. All that stuff about journaling and everything, it just boosts your ego. And yeah, it works, because if you apply any action and any force to something, it works. It's like when people just work long hours, of course they are successful. Yeah, because you apply force, action, you know, intelligence, some and logic, and you create some results and you have money. Well, but you paid price. You have no free time. You're exhausted. You have no relationship with your kids. You have no relationship with your partners. You have no vacations. You just work. Right? So we can do that. And it's the same with the manifesting. Well, I'm going to journal. I'm going to do visualization. I'm going to do this. It's exhausting. It really is. It's the mind taking the same concept, but wrapping into this manifestation. So first thing I would say is you are manifesting. You don't need to do anything to manifest. When you empty the mind, when you dissolve the mind, when you stop existing on the level of the mind, everything comes to you natural and easily. You have a thought, it comes. Like you have a thought, I want a pizza, someone brings pizza. You have a thought, like literally it's a passing thought. But not only that, you don't need even to state your desires, because in your natural state, you're all that is. And that energy knows what's best for you and what you want. It knows what path is best for you, and you are fully taken care of. So we stop visualizing, we stop journaling. I don't do any of those. I never, it's all the mind stuff. Actually on the higher levels and this is literally Taoism and Buddhism, is dropping the desires, because any desire comes from the fear. So any desire I have comes from the duality of the mind, of the fear, I'm not enough. But when we drop our desires, we allow the life to unfold perfectly as it is. And the life will give us everything we want and need.
And more.
Oh, much more. And it's beyond the mind. So one thing that I do tell people when I work with them, we are not going to visualize. Because anything what you visualize can come only from the level of mind. And no matter where you are on a level of your consciousness, so you may have unwrapped some beliefs, you still work on the level of the mind, and the mind is limited. There is a box, there is a concept, there is a belief system, there are rules, there are grids. When you stop that, you now allow yourself to be matched to quantum. And now we talk quantum physics, or right. we talk Akasha records. It's the same. It's the field. And from that field, what you vibrate with, what you're matched with, will come. So it's like your destiny is being fulfilled. It literally is like that. When you drop the mind, your destiny is being fulfilled. When you're in the mind, imagine this destiny, imagine this, your amazing life being created. But you or we in the mind, we are like, no, hold on. I know better. I need to first do this project. I need to marry this person. Oh, I need to get that. Oh yeah, I need to definitely get that to get to this next step. And the life or the, you know, the existence is like, okay, if you want to have an experience of a limited human who needs to struggle and work hard and figure out it for yourself, go ahead. I'm just waiting. I'll be here whenever you are ready. And when we are ready to drop all that and surrender, that's a complete surrender. Surrender all desires, surrender all the fears. And by the way, everything happens as we drop the mind because all that stuff is in the mind, all fears, all desires. We are this pure energy, pure being. We are detached from everything. We are free from any. It's a complete liberation from the thoughts, from the emotions. And we just are observer of the life. And the life unfolds just like we want and need.
Really, what you're describing is a magical life. But
Susan, this is us.
Yes, I know. I believe everything you've said. I understand it. Anyone who studied quantum physics and has studied spirituality at all understands what you're saying is true. I have visualized. I've done that for years. And certain things, yes, it comes.
Yeah.
I find that often with visualization, you cannot turn the mind off. And instead of visualizing what you want, you're actually going into lack, a state of lack, because there's doubt in what you're going to get. So it's not as simple as social media has made it out to be.
You know, if those things worked, we would all be millionaires. We would all be healthy. Like people would just visualize a life without a cancer. There would be no health issue, right? There will be nothing, no money issue. But the mind is very tricky. The mind does, because it created this personality, it keeps us in this personality, in this prison, in this limited version of ourselves. And you need to do this. And that's why the fastest and effortless way is just stop thinking. Just don't go into the mind. Just be. Observe the mind. Do not become the mind. Observe your triggers. The moment you are being triggered, it may be your kid, and you may tell me, I don't know how many times, but he did that. No, you are being triggered. It's your, as a mother, you have, but I wanted what is best for my kid. Oh, okay. Right. So who is now talking? The pure being or the selfish person who wants the best for the kid? How do you know what's the best for the kid is? Right? Well, but I know that this is best for him. See the ego, see the mind, and we do it with all relationships. We do it with clients. We do it with everything.
You look very healthy and fit. If you're just being, you want to fuel your body with healthy, natural food. You want to move your body through exercise. But do you worry about food? You know, this is going to create this. And if I eat too much of this, you know, I can't have a glass of wine. I mean, honestly, there's so much fear that's being propagated. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of episodes on this, you know, and it's so problematic. How do you, as a spiritual being living a human existence, how do you live?
Okay, that's an amazing question, Susan. So first of all, I want to point out the difference that when we are being, it doesn't mean we sit on the sofa and do nothing. We take action. I have three kids. You know, I have this business, but it's like not work. It's like fun. I do what is fun. I love gardening. I love swimming. I love walking. I'm fully living. I'm not sitting on the sofa. I'm fully living. So that's one thing. And in terms of the food and everything, I tell you what, everything is a belief system. So if you believe that this food will harm you, it will. If you believe that this food will not harm you, it won't. You have a very powerful mind. So I want to point of that. And that's why, by the way, some diets work for some people, some diets don't work. Some amazing nutritions or some herbs work for some people, some don't. I know a lot of people who are into healthy food and everything, and they're still sick. And they have, for example, cancer or fibroid, because it's the fear, because it's not what we eat, it's who we are. The same stuff, the same way, it's not the action we make as an entrepreneur or as a mother or as an executive. It's not the action you take, it's who you are when you take the action. It's your energy. So again, it doesn't mean that I do nothing. I'm just flowing. I'm just flowing through life and making certain action, but it's not action from the fear, like, oh, I need to do this because then the clients won't come, right? I'm just playing. I'm just doing what I want to be doing.
Right.
The same with the food. We had pizza last night for dinner because we're doing some gardening and like I have pizza, but people who know me, they know that also, like, for example, I have a lot of herbs. I love herbs. I do cough syrup. I did a dandelion coffee the other day from the dandelion root. I did dandelion honey. Like, I love it because I love nature. But if I don't have it, I don't freak out. Like, ooh, I need it. Again, it's like the crystals. It's attachment to something. It's like I'm enjoying the variety life gives me, but I am not attached to anything.
Got it.
Okay. Here's the thing. Do I love too much meat? I don't, but it's my personal preference. But there may be someone who loves meat and I would say, okay, then eat it. Then don't. Right. You cannot do what I do. In terms of the coffee, I had that was one experience when literally I said, 2 years ago, I was on the phone with a friend and I said, you know what? I think I need to stop drinking coffee because I'm getting this headache every time I drink coffee. And that night, the natural mechanism took over and I got rewired. I literally had the worst nightmare. I felt like I woke up two times and I felt like I'm in a coffee shop. I had a migraine. It was like the worst migraine. It was like someone was doing something in my head. The morning I woke up, I went past the coffee machine. I didn't touch it. I never had coffee since that day. My body was like, yep, we don't want this.
Right.
But if you want coffee, then have coffee, but you have to remove any guilt about the coffee.
Right.
Another thing, weight issues. If you have the food, so you may be having a diet, you may be on the diet and then you have like, wow, okay, but now I deserve this sweet because I did so good for the past week. If you have the cake with the guilt, if there is any amount of guilt or fear attached to the cake, that's the energy it's not going to serve you. If you have the cake completely guiltless, it's like you would drink a water. It's your belief system. It's nothing, just a concept of the mind, all the food. There are people who don't eat anything. They're just drinking water and they're like, I'm good. Our concept of who we are, what we need, and you can play with it and you can choose, do I want this or do I not want this? And then you can shift your belief system about that. So at the end, I eat everything. I eat everything. I eat variety. I literally eat everything. I'm healthy, but also I your body, you know, your organism. This is the natural kind of natural balancing of your body. Your taste will change as you shift. It will just change. And it doesn't mean it will be the same as mine. It will reflect your body, what your body needs, because your body may need different nutrients or certain nutrients, and then you will get a taste for that food. It's a very natural unfolding everywhere, external reality and your body and health.
From all the research I've been doing pretty well my whole life, actually, through my journey, I have decided that the first place anyone needs to start is internally.
Yes.
If you don't start internally clearing out, quieting the mind, then no matter what you do, nothing is going to be sustainable. And that's the key. It's sustainable. You can do everything for a short period of time, but your spiritual being will let you know that things are still not right. This is fascinating. I have a feeling I know the answer to this, but do you have your clients do affirmations like, I am worthy, I'm deserving, blah, blah, blah?
What is your feeling to my answer?
My feeling is that that's the mind talking, but maybe not. Maybe it's a starter. Maybe it's because a lot of it is about low self-worth and lacking self-love.
Yes. The direct answer is yeah, no. No, I'm not. There is a truth in what you say. It's very tricky though, because when I did work with people who had trauma and PTSD and depression, severe depression, all those manifest in our life because of the unworthiness, because guilt, unworthiness. So affirmations on that level help. But again, we should not overdo it, because if you're depressed and you affirm, I am worthy, the mind, the subconscious, the mind that held the beliefs of the unworthiness and all the guilt, it just will so flash back and like really fight back and give you all the thoughts why you are not worthy, why you are not wonderful, why you are not beautiful. See how you fight. Like it's because it gets triggered and it, because it wants to keep status quo of your belief system. So it fights. So a lot of time it's actually affirmations are counterproductive, very counterproductive. What I do is I haven't worked in a long time with someone with such a severe depression or panic attacks. But again, it's the same concept as I do now. It's I shift their being first, shifting them into the higher consciousness. There is no need for the affirmation because you just know you are worthy. You don't need to affirm it. You know you are worthy. You know you are love. You aren't. It cannot come from the mind. It comes from your knowing. It's come from your pure being. It's not information based. It's like, hold on, I know. And you feel different and you think different. Your thoughts are differently. So now the need for the affirmations is completely not there. People can play with it, but it's the mind. It's like the food. And the mind is very tricky into keeping us in that persona that created.
I knew that was going to be your answer. And it makes perfect sense. Two more questions. I could keep going. Do you have clients come to you that say, you know, Daniela, I've been feeling, even if they have a position, a career that they're successful in, I feel there's something more and I just can't get a handle on it. Do they come to you? Is this typical? And then once you shift them, it becomes apparent without having to struggle for what their maybe true authentic purpose is?
Yes, and it's very hard to see beyond the mind when we are in the mind. So the feeling, I feel like there is something more, doesn't come from the mind. That comes from your soul, from your deeper being. And I would say always follow it. But now the next question is, but I don't know what to do, what the next step is, right? And it's because the mind doesn't know. The mind literally doesn't know. So dropping the mind, as I said, it starts, it will turn on this natural mechanism and you will know. You will know. It will happen. It will happen on its own. I had people who never painted in their lives because they were corporate. They were like literally in a corporate environment. And now they are completely switching and they are becoming amazing, talented painter with powerful energy infused in the paintings. So it's like beyond the mind, what is being created. The analogy would be this oak tree. There is everything in the seed of the oak tree, everything. The oak tree doesn't need to think as a seed, well, do I do this? Do I don't do this? What do I do? Will I be oak? How do I know I will be oak? You will be oak. So the difference, and now the the seed just grows. It needs soil, you know, it needs soil and sun and water. And it just becomes this magnificent oak tree because it was supposed to be oak tree. The humans have the mind. Again, it's the only obstacle because we have everything. The intelligence is in us. You will be never me and I will be never you. None of my clients will be me. And I don't want them. I always do not follow me, detach from me. You are your own being. You are it. You have it in there. Again, don't follow Buddha. Be Buddha. Don't follow Jesus. Be Jesus. There is no guru. Like everyone is just guiding you, but it's you. Everything is in there. If you drop the mind, you will, just like as the oak tree, you will see. It requires trust. See, the oak seeds trust. We don't trust. Right. The mind doesn't trust. Right. So when we drop that, you will see the next step. It's literally being in the present moment and trusting the next step, trusting the unfolding, and next step. But when we are in the mind, sitting in the corporate, for example, office, but what do I do? And I said, nothing. You can't, don't take any action from the mind. Work on yourself, remove the mind, just be, observe your thoughts and detach from your personality and from the identity, from the mind. Everything will come. The next step you need to take will come. Does it make a sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
The mind needs to see the goal. It's like, I'm not going to move until I see what I need to do. And I'm telling you, I have no idea what I will do. I have no idea what I will do now after this podcast, Susan. My calendar is completely blocked. This week, I have only 2 meetings with my clients. I have nothing. I have nothing on my to-do list. I live completely now. The life will tell me what I need to do. Something will happen. Someone will call. I have nothing planned for my life. It's a complete trust, just like the oak tree. You don't need to know. If you plan, it's so much anxiety. And then we are paralyzed in where we are. And we keep being paralyzed in, for example, in the job we hate for 10 years. So work on removing the mind. And then you will find, maybe you will come across the book. Maybe you will meet a person. Maybe someone will mention something. Oh, do you want to go to this event to me? And you will meet someone there. But if you're in the mind, that will never happen because of what I said before. Energetically, you are not aligned to that. Those people who are meant to be in your life, to lift you higher, to bring the abundance, to help you on your journey, they are there. You did that on the soul level. You pre-planned it. They cannot come into your life because you are not vibrational match with them. When you are in the fear, when you are in the mind's illusion, it's impossible. You play the game of limited human and fear and anxiety. So drop the mind and everything will come and everyone will come.
Beautiful. That's incredibly inspiring. Where can my listeners find you?
The easiest is my website. So danielasulak.com, and they can connect through the website with me. I'm also on LinkedIn and Facebook if they would like to. But if they want to, yeah, they can connect through those two.
And on Facebook, are you Daniela Sulak?
Yes.
And LinkedIn as well.
And
your podcast, Cosmic Collision Podcast.
Cosmic Collision Podcast. For everyone who wants to see the difference and know the difference between the mind condition, the conditioning, or the living as a conditioned human, and the mind and the higher consciousness. So we discuss the difference. And also we share a lot in terms of what's the next step and help people to make the transition, you know, if they're open to it.
Okay. It sounds intriguing, really intriguing. This has been truly fascinating. I knew this would be wonderful. I'm so grateful that you would share your time with me today, Daniela. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you so much for having me, Susan. And yeah, I hope everyone got what they needed for the next step.
Thank you very much. I hope so too. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and share it with your friends. And join us next time for Lunch with a Healer. your thoughts with us. Your comments, questions, and suggestions are all welcome. Go to speakpipe.com/lunchwithahealer and record your message. Try it out today.